Weiter in Shas, we are in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zion, Meseches Avodah Zarah, picking up on Vav Mem Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom. Yosef of Yosef, Achareder of Abba, V'Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Kameder of Un, of Yosef, Kama, and they were saying the following, Hilchasak Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchav, Hilchasak Kit Rabbi Yehuda. Hilchasak Rabbi Yeshua Had Amran, that's like we just said, right? We just left off with yesterday at the end of the daf discussing it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchav says that when is it true you're not allowed to go and collect your money from a guy when it's around their holiday? That's only if it's a milva b'shtar, because this is a shtar, you have a chance of getting it. But if it's a milva al peh, you can even do it during the holiday season. That's Had Amran. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. This is a throwback to Bava Kama and Bava Metziah. The following idea: Hanosin Tzemer Letzaveh. Let's say you go and you give your Tzemer Letzabot. So you give your wool to someone to dye it. You give them to dye. Lisbol Adam Mutzvah Shachar. You said don't want it red and you made it black. Shachar. Let's say you said you want it black Mutzvah Adam and you made it red. Beep. Turn the page. Adam and Aleph. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no sin lo demet smat samro, that is, you give the owner the value of the wool, you give him this raw wool over here, before it was dyed, how much, you know, was it? And Rabbi Huda Omer, that no, what do? That, the dyer is to give the dyed wool to him. Im shevach yaseh al yitziyah, if the shevach, that is, the amount that the value went up, to the wool is more than the expenses of the dyeing itself, then no sin lo esayitziah. Then the owner, he goes and gives them the expenses, but doesn't give them the full fee. The mitzvah is el shevach, but if the expenses are more than the improvement of the wool, then no sin lo shevach, then he's going to give them the shevach. So mitzvah lo goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Adrinu Rav Yosef Ape. Yosef was not happy with what just happened over here, and he turned his face away from him. Why is that? Bisham alach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it makes sense that alach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's true, that we need to say, because like the Chamina, Yachad v'Rabban, alach Rabban, generally you say, alach goes like the Rabban, and here's the Yachad over here, so if it's like him, kamash v'la, alach like Yachad. And alach Rabbi Yehuda, why do you have to tell me alach Rabbi Yehuda? Pshit, obviously, we know there's a principle. The machlokas rachikach stam, hilchas like a stam, when you have a machlokas in something, and afterwards you end with the stam, then alach is like the stam. Where do we have this? Machlokas bavakam, machlokas bavakam. Ustam bevav Messiah, but it said it's a stam mishnah bevav Messiah. Did I run to the mishnah? Call a mishana. Anyone who goes to changes from what he was told to do, yado al tachtona, saying this on the he's the lower hand. Chalachos of anyone who backs out of a deal, yado al tachtona, stands on the lower hand of the deal. So even with Rav Huna saying this halacha goes to Rabbi Yehuda, we would know that anyway because it's halacha and then it's a machlokas then a stam. Rav Huna, what's shen Rav Huna? Why does he say that you have to go and actually say it out? Bishum dein seder le mishnah, because no seder mishnah. What does that mean? Rashi says that Sidra the Masnisin, the you know the order we have, Lav Davka, Vishema Mishnah Achrona, he initially Swishona Babisa Mendrish. It was just like, you know, who then came along, he compiled all the things, but Lav Davka he put it in a particular order, in which case, if that's the case, then it could be that this idea of what we said that there's Alacha, and then there's a machlokis, and then there's a stam. The machlokis goes like the stam, but it doesn't make sense to say that here because it's, you know, the mishnah is out of order. De'ika lememar, because you could say stam tana bereisha, v'achach machlokis, it was a stam first and then a machlokis. So we can't say we hold like the stam. If that's true, achi, then you just get rid of the whole principle. Kol machlokis v'achach stam. Every machlokis achi stam. Then we can go and we can say, lema ain't said in the mishnah, there's no said in the mishnah. Right, says Rashi, Kol Machlokes Achir Stam, Alom Mekayim Alon, Kol Machlokes Achir Stam, Alok Achir Stam, B'Yavamos, B'Perek Acholitz, if there's no reason to, Lema Ein Seder L'Mishnah, they say there's no Seder. Before the reason to say back, no, Ki Lo Aminin Ein Seder, when do we not say Ein Seder? Rashi says that Ella, Samchinen Asidra, Harimil B'Chav Mesechta, Amo Mesechta, back in the Mar, B'Chad Mesechta, B'Tray Mesechta, Samina, but when it comes to two different Mesechtas, then we do say in Seder. When it's in one Masechta, though, then of course it's a Seder. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Kula Nezikin Chad Masechta, he says, Bava Basa, Bava Kama, Bava Basa, Bava Kama, Bava Misya, Bava Basar, all one Mesechta, right? Says Tlas Abavi. Bava just means gate. So we say Bava Kama is the first gate, Bava Misya is the middle gate, Bava Basar is the last gate. You can't have them all one Mesechta. They each over 100 blot. You're going to have ridiculous amount of blot. The largest Mesechta we have in Shas is Bava Basar, 176 blot. You want to add to that another 220 blotters? You're going to have a 500 blot Mesechta. So we have to split it up. But it is considered all one Mesechta. Another answer you could say, right, understanding of Yosef, so that's why Yosef was upset at him, because he said it's all one Mesechta, and therefore it's the principle of Achlokas Achichstam, so therefore you don't need to tell me this. And now they have the same Mishum Tekatani La Gabi Hilchas Apsikta, that Yosef said, if you don't have to tell me that, because it was taught by a series of straight up halachas that call a mashana yada al tachtona. Right, everyone's mashana, he has the lower hand. Cholachos about yada al tachtona. And when reneges, who backs out of the deal, he has the lower hand also, so he didn't have to tell me that. Fine, that's what he's upset at him. Tadu Rabbanan, lo yomar adam lechaver, but he said to his friend, Hanir shetamad yimi la'erev, hey, you want to come work with me tonight? Rashi says, Atanir loshan habvonava. He's like, come. Lo yomar lo b'shabbos, Hanir tamad yimi la'erev, lasos malacha la'erev. You can't say, you know, for Shabbos afternoon, hey, am I going to see you tonight to work for me? It doesn't say that though, right? It says, Hanir tamad yimi la'erev, stand with me. You're not allowed to go and say that. Rabbi Yoshua Mekarcha, Rabbi Yoshua Mekarcha says, "Omer l'adam chaver anira samani milarav." You are allowed to say, because you're not explicitly saying anything about working after Shabbos. You're just saying something in a lushan, you know, of like, "Hey, we're gonna hang out tonight." Even though both know that we're talking about work here, it's still gonna be okay. Omer Rabbi Bar Bechana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasik Rabbi Yoshua Mekarcha, Lachasik Rabbi Yoshua Mekarcha. Okay, that's two. That's now the third one. Tadar Abanan Nishal L'Chacham Tima. If you ask one Chacham and he's metame something, Lo Yishal L'Chacham Itayer. You can't go to another Chacham and retire. L'Chacham Va'asar, Lo Yishal L'Chacham Va'yatir. Hayushnayim. Let's say you have two Chacham that sit next to each other, and Echad Metame V'Echad Metayer, Echad Oser V'Echad Matir. Imayu Echad Me'am God the Mechaver B'Chacham Minyan. One of them is older and wiser. Halechachar, you go after him. V'im Lavin. If not, Halechachar Machmir. You go after the Machmir. Rishu Ben Karcha Omer. Depends with what. Bishel Torah, Halechachar Machmir. When you're dealing with the Torah, the Gazachs, then you go out after the Machmir. Bishel Sofrim Derabanan, Halechachar Mechel, you go after the Mechel. Let's go again. He's on a roll. Number four. Tanu Rabbanan. Vekulin shechazu ahead. In any situation where someone goes ahead and they want to switch their ways. Rashi says, "Gazlanim v'amei aretz." We're talking about a gazlan, a thief, and amei aretz who wants to go out and do tshuva. He's not trusted, and he wants to be trusted now. Ein mekam masan alomis. We never accept him. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Charlie, you're lost. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chazman b'matamonios, in mekabel esel b'farhesia. If they went back privately, then we don't accept them publicly. In mekabel esel b'farhesia, mekabel esel, they do it b'farhesia, they do tshuva, we mekabel it. Yigadamri, also different b'matamonios, if they did their aveira in hiding, in a hidden way, then mekabel esel, we do go to make accept their tshuva, turn the page. Zion and Mabasa before Hesia, I'm a common son. But if they did it before Hesia, then we're not Mikabel a son. There, Rabbi Shimon, from Shuban Karchomim, Ben Kachu, Mikabel, we don't care what situation we're Mikabel, Shem, Shuban, Shove him. Come back me now. Rashi's Mashma Mizidin with Hesia. Loshan Merit, Vigaiva, Kamo, Vayelech Shovav, Bederech, was Libo. Said the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Helchus HaKosah, Zug, the Lecha is like them, with the Gershom HaKacha there. Zug, the next, Heilig HaMishta, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Shlosha Lefneyem. There's 3 days before the festival, Shoshachem, and 3 days after the holiday. Also, you can't do business with them, it ends up being the entire week, because it's the day itself, 3 days before, 3 days after. Chon Momrim, Lefnei Day of Asa, before the holiday is going to be Asa, Lachar Day of Mutter, but after the holiday is going to be Mutter. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Techlifa Rav Dini Rav Shmuel, Yom Rishon Ledivri Rabbi Shmuel Leolam Aser. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who's a Tanakama over here, he's going to say it's always going to be Aser to do business with them on Sunday. Rashi says, Leolam Aser, Shlosha Lefanav Shlosha Lecharf, Fuatzma, Klama Kulkshiv Shemesh Yemeh Shabbos. It means the entire week. Before it's also after it's going to be Mutter. In fact, the Gemara, Chacham, Mahen Tanakama. Isn't that the same Tanakama in our first Mishnah, the Mesechta? So the Gemara, Hain below Yidein Yikabam. The difference is whether you count the day itself and the early ones are only 3 days in total or 4 days in total. The holiday and 3 days of four or 3 days including the holiday itself. Tana comes over. The first Tana is going to say Hain below a day, and then without the holiday, which means 4 days. Rosh says Kedid Aikin and Leil. We send off from Aleph. The Gedana the Fnei Day. Shalav Kachom Shalosh Yamim Shmabinah Shalosh Lefnei and Levada Aid the Kamer. It's excluding actual holiday itself. Rabbanim Basras every, but the other Baran after is now they all the Hain the Day and them any day. Rosh says the Loyav was Simana. They don't say Simana Ika Lemeimar Hoel Velo Ashkachan Midi Benam. There's no difference either. Ika Lemeimar the Ha'osu Leflugi. This is what they're arguing over. The Hain Veidei and Yomer Kamer. It's got to be something they're saying different. Otherwise, they're saying the same thing. So it's got to say Hain Veidei. You probably say another answer is Nasav Nasan Yikabin Adam. Same as what they did business with them with the Eved. Tanakama Savan Nasav Nasan Motor. Tanakama says if you did the business with them, you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, then it's Motor. Rabbanan Basai Savri they hold Nasav Nasan Nasar. If you did business, it's going to be Asar. Says Rashi. Stomach Karmina Lokatani Asar Losses Velosses Kitanakama. It says it's Stam, it doesn't say Asar like the Tanakama does. The Mashu Lechatchila Hu Delo Ha Diavad Shapir Dami. Since the Tanakam used the lashon of Asar, it sounds like it's a Lechatchila, but Diavad would be good. Over here, it doesn't make any distinction over there. Therefore, it comes out that it's going to be even B'diavad is no good. Right? The opening words of the first Mishnah are Lefnei Yidein Shalvi Kachad and Shosh Yamim Asar Lasses Velasses Yamayim. Right? It says it over there. So it sounds like it's saying Lechatchila it's us to do something. But by the Eved, it would actually be okay. And over here, Lashon is Rishmal Omer, Shloshalofneim, Shloshalofneim, Aser. This doesn't go into Tafka saying that type of Lashon over there. Okay, if you buy same another answer, you want to say the Shmuel, you out of difference between the first Mishnah and this Mishnah would be Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, but Gola ain't outside of Yom Adam, only in the Gola outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's Shvachadik of Rezarnix. Therefore, only the day itself is going to be outside. Rashi says, but Gola ain't over to Kachavim, Adukin Kukach. They're not so specific about Kachavim, because I mean, like we say, Kaminan, Ovid Kachavim, Shabachutzla, it's Lav of the Kachav, of Adas Kachavim, Nenu, there's Shvachad of Kachavim, Vodim Stapin and Minayu. Right, and therefore, that would be different. Tanakama is like the Shmuel. Tanakama holds, like Shmuel, he holds of Shmuel's den. And therefore, he says, only in Eretz Yisrael is going to be 3 days before. But I'm say, listen, if they don't hold of Shmuel, they say, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, still is going to be also 3 days before. Right? Okay. Says of another answer, but he's saying that the Nacham Amadi, he can be an answer since Nacham Amadi, the time of the Tenebraisa. Nacham Amadi, Yom Eich, comes and says, they know what's early, Yom Eich, if they day him. It's only us to do with the Rezarnix, 1 day before their holidays. Tanakama, less than Nacham Amadi, Tanakama doesn't hold that. Rabbanan Batsai, he's still the Nacham Amadi. Tanakama doesn't hold such a thing, that you have to do even more. Rabbanan Basrai, they hold of this, right? Says, the Lohiv, Chuzbana, El Asr Stamakami, because it doesn't give like a number. It just says that it's Asik, right? If you look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, the Chachamim, when you look at the Lashon Chachamim, they say, V'chamamim, lefnei deim aser, lachri deim mutter. Right? It doesn't actually say amount. Gufa, nechamadi yom, eino aser liyom, lechel lefnei deim, mamu lo, etzetu, nishtakei adavir, v'lo nemar. Get rid of that. Rashi says, "Lo yatsa davar zem pi adam lolam." This never came out of his mouth. The shulchan lo yatsa davar zel. The chutz never let this get out because it's just simply not true. Va'ikar abanim basar the karmel kavaseh. So remember, we have the abanim afters. I agree with him. Man chachamim nachamam amadiu. The chacham are the chacham amadiu. So it's he himself. So of course he agrees with himself. So get rid of the whole ganzes zach. Tani dachan abayitzah says nachamam amadiu omer. Mochan lehem sus zacher v'zaken b'milchama. That we could sell to avodah zarah nix an old male horse. During wartime, Rashi says that b'socham elchama during the war shenu ele lekelkel umilsa del shichahu. It's not something good, and it's a milsa. It's not a common case. Velasi lemeluf minar. I can learn from the limkor behema achriti. Tahad amri rabbanan ein mochen lehem behema gasa lo asu ele mishum sheela o schirus kedamer v'pirkan the command of tesvav hachem milsa del shichahu logos rabbanan. We know when there's something that is not normal, the rabbanan don't do it. There's a mishnah coming up on daf yudalam beis. I said the Chachamim Asa selling these animals, cows, donkeys, to Avodah Zarnik, so lest they come to lend or rent them also, and you may end up doing it, and it's going to work on Shabbos, and it's stolen by the Yid, and therefore it's going to be over in Issa that Yid is doing by letting it, you have to let your animals rest. But here we say, you're allowed to sell an old male horse during wartime. Remember, look, it's a tumish takeat over lo nemar. Get that out of here. This is never said. No way. I have Aiki Ben Meser, the cook of a Seva. This is Ben Meser, who holds like that. The time we looked at the Mishnah, you're down the base. Ben Meser, Matir Vesus. Ben Meser says it's mutter. To sell an animal to a guy is mutter when it comes to a horse. Why? What's again? The issue is you're not allowed to rent like a donkey or something of that sort of cow. It's going to do work, and your animals have to rest on Shabbos. But he says, you're allowed to do horse. Why? Says Rashi, l'fisha malachto lirkov alav. What's the malacha of the horse? That someone's going to go ahead and they're going to ride on the horse. What's the problem with riding a horse on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, the Rashi says, adam alav ein ba malachto zechiv chatos. She'achai no seis atzvo. An animal's carrying itself. The tam b'mishilin peros. Elu hein mishim shavus v'lorochem agabi b'ema. It's a durabana not to ride on the horse, lest you come to break a branch of the sword. And therefore he says, you are allowed to do such a thing. So here we have a Tana, the Mishta, who is allowing the horse. It's like Nachum Amadi says, why are you saying you never said? And for the Gemara, but Mesira lo mafalik bin zecharim lekevus. But Mesira doesn't make a distinction between whether it's a male horse or a female horse, and not an old horse or a young horse or whatever it is. He said, you're allowed to do a old male horse, whatever it is. That's Rabbanan Svirale. He must be holding like the Rabbanan who asked the sale of horses to avodah zarah, because horses can be used as weapons or to come against people. Rashi says the asim mishum toras kli zayin. It's a weapon. The kotav b'sichufei k'lo kama. It's going to come and trample people, and therefore it's going to kill them like that. The Rabbanan nishtakei adavav lo nemar. But according to the Rabbanan, all horses are going to be usher for that reason, and therefore we say Nachum Amadi, get him thing out of there, because he makes his distinctions. Rashi Shay Mutter Bezakin the Kulan Asur. He says, what are you talking about? All of them are actually going to be Asur. It's done. Tanya, we looked at Abayis. Another understanding of the discussion with Nachum Amadi and the Chachamim. Nachum Amadi Omer Hashavis Misaser Zera Vyarik Vizridim. Hashavis is a type of yarik, type of vegetable. It is what we call dill. Dill, there's Maiser, whether you harvest it as a seed, as a vegetable, or as shoots. Don't know, doesn't matter. Omelo, it's in the shtekeh, dover lo nemar, get rid of that, it never said. Vayikir Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen Kavah say, Rabbi Eliezer says, like him, telling him to the Mishnah Maisos. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hasheves, Misaseres, Mitaseres, Vizera, Vyark, Vizrin, right? It's good to take a Maisos off it, whether it's for seed, vegetable, or for shoots. Understand, like, what's going on over there is they have to take off Maisos of something that you're planting in order to be eating, right? And we know that when it comes to these things, the main thing of dill is the seed itself. Now, Chamadi is saying that even though the green part and the stems are not really the primary purpose of it, and it wasn't planted for that particular thing, still, you have to go ahead and you have to take off Maisos from it. So that's what the discussion over here is. And Rabbi Eliezer, oh man, I tell you do such a thing. Says Gemara, no, hasam bidiginusa. Over there, the Mishnah is talking about with dill, it's in a garden. Only then does Rabbi Eliezer say that the seeds, the greens, and the stems are all going to have to take off Maaser, because all three are actually edible. But Nachum Amadi is talking about even wild dill, and everyone, even Rabbi Eliezer, would argue with him, because wild dill, the only thing that's eaten over there is the actual seed itself. Right? She says, Agadol begina, Dori lechel zerv yarek vizrizin, Avzri vizirin, Aval hagadol besado, Senun echel yarek, Ela zerek ke'in chardol, only the actual seeds themselves. Ela amr le ravacha barman yumi le abaye. Gav rabba osem mi asrin, a great man came from my area, Madai, Rashi says, Mimkomenu mi Madai. Kol Milsa da Amar, I'm really in Ishtaka da Rivalo Amar. He said everything he said, nah, he didn't say it, get rid of it, don't even speak it out. Forget what he said and don't speak about it. Amar, so he said, so Abai says to Rav Acha Bar Mayumni, Ikechada Dav didn't come and say, no, there is something I actually do like him. The time you run to the Raisa, Nacham Hamadi Omer, that shol adam tzachav b'shemet tefillah. A person can ask what they need during shemet tefillah. Hashem marach bav a shol tzachav. You can be marach in it. Extend it, elaborate it, go into it. During this bracha, you're allowed to go out and speak out things that you need. This is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Tes. Dina rotsa losif b'brachos about dalat sifim says im rotsa losif b'chol bracha meim soyus mein a bracha mosif. You want to add on to a bracha from the middle of the bracha, whatever the type of bracha is talking about, then you could do it. Ketzad ha'ilo cholam if you're someone who's sick in his house, v'akash avrachim b'brachos refa'in, you can add it in. Hashach parnasim v'akash shalva b'brachos hashanim b'baruch aleinu u'b'shemei atfila yachalishol kol tzarchav shikolas kol abakasha. So the God says k'shehu mosif yaschav b'bracha v'achakach mosif aval lo yosif v'achakach yaschav bracha. First start and then you go to mosif it. Lora Rav, Rabbeinu Yonah, Kishamosiv Bracha, Mein Osa Bracha, Im Mosiv Osa Bishvil, Kol Yisrael, Amosav Loshen Rabim. If you're doing it for all of Yisrael, do it by Rabim. Velo Loshen Yachid, Velo Yosef, Ela Besofa Bracha, Velo Beemsa, Im Shol Tarchav Mamish, asking what you need, Kigon Sheishal Cholo, Besoch Beso, Oshu Sachla Parnasa, Yachal Ushal, Fila Beemsa Bracha, in the middle, Vushi Yisha Loshen Yachid, Do Loshen Yachid, Velo Loshen Rabim. Richa Shamet Fila, Chem Besofa Tfila, Bin Kodem yiyul eretzon b'acharav yachol lishol bein b'loshin yachol bein b'loshin rabim bein tzachol bav bein tzachol zimmer. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to daven for something that you need. And we go out and we do all the like, we pass them like that. Amalei, so he said back to Abaye, bar mi nodai, except for that particular thing, the talia ba'ashle ravrevei. Let's speak without talking about that one, because that one literally hangs on great ropes. Rashi says that is chavalim avim v'chazakim. Right, Rashi, and he continues, Rishamim be'ilanus gedolos, kama v'yita eshel. Klomar, ha, lav kavase atun avdin. You're not doing that because of him. Like, it's nice that you're saying it. Right, atun avdin and plukta drabanan. Because you know the chamas is such a thing. It's like you're trying to say like, oh no, what do you mean? We go like you also. Everyone goes like that. Of course that's gonna be. So don't give it to me that like you're actually, you know, passing like this great sage that comes from my town. It says the Gemara. The Tanya belongs to the Brisa, everybody else of Homer, Zarchov, the person goes for his needs. And he goes ahead and then he davens. As she says, Shmonesa, Yuchas, Shinamar Tfila La'ani Kiyatov, Vilifne Hashem Yishboch Sicho. Tfila La'ani Kiyatov, Vilifne Hashem Yishboch Sicho. Ein Sicha, we know that Sicha is Tfila. Ela Tfila. Shenamar Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Pasada. Yitzchak went out Lasuach Pasada. Rashi says Tfila Samincha. Tikin Beperek Tfilas Hashachar. Find in Brachos. Yeshua Omer Yispalu V'achach Yishal Tzarchav. Person is the first daven Shoresi and then go ahead and ask whatever that he needs. Shenamar Eshboch Lefanav Sichi Tzarasi Lefanav Agid. I will pour out my speech before him and my distress over the. I'll declare before him. So the question is, when do you first? But they say, Nami, Haksiv, Eshbuch Lefanav Sichi, he also says that Lashon over here. Right? It's implied Shimon Eshbuch should go first. But the Gemara, Hachigamar. Eshbuch Lefanav Sichi, I pour my heart before him, Bizman Shitzarasi Lefanav Agir, at the time that I previously declared my distress before him. Which is as Kfar Kodam Elchein. Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Haksiv Filon Kiyatov, Kiyatov, right? So, and before Hashem, he pours his tefillah, which implies that a personal thing should go before Shemon Esrei. Hachikamar, Emasai tefillah ani, Bezman shelefnei Hashem yishboch sicho, at the time that he had already said Shemon Esrei. So that's going to be michti. Cry low, kamar daiki v'lo kamar daiki. The psukim didn't work either way, like it can go both ways. My commit of so what exactly are they arguing? Ki the darish of simloi. The darish of simloi. The olim shadar olim shivcho shabakam. A person should always be misadah the shavach of Hashem. Rashi says shalosh bracha rishonos avos gvuros kedushas Hashem shem and tefila. There's no question of it. El shavach, right? This is known as the pat system. Praise, ask, thanks. Shavach makasha oda. First start off by being saying the shavach. V'yakeh chach b'shar brachos yesh tevi techino tefila. Then you have things you ask for. Back in the Gemara, v'yakeh chispal. Only afterwards you go ahead and you should daven. Minal, you ask for things. Minal, where do we know it's from? Mimoshe Rabbeinu. We learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Hashem Elokim, Ata Achilos El Haris, says Avdech Hashem. You begin to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand, the power that you have in the heaven and the earth, and perform your deeds according to your mighty acts. Right, that Moshe Rabbeinu starts off by saying that. Ata Achilos El Haris, says Avdech Hashem. God Lecha, V'yaziyad Chazaka, Hashem Yikel, Shamayim Va'aris, Hashem Yasecha, Masecha, V'kurasecha. And then in the Chseba saying, after it says, Ebernova Eres, Aris Asova. Let me now go and cross and go see the good land. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu is going down to go to Shemon Esrei. So first he says, Shavach. And then afterwards, he goes ahead and he asks, beep, turn the page, chesem enough, Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yalfinu Mimoshe, we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do? You first go and say how great Hashem is, you talk about the Shabbach, and then, before, and then after that, you go ahead and you ask about your personal needs, the things that you need. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Yalfinu Moshe, we don't learn that from Moshe, Shiny Moshe, the Rav Guvrei. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. The Rav Guvrei, why? Because his strength was very great. It makes sense for Moshe Rabbeinu to start off by saying how great Moshe is. Moshe himself was also very great. The same things coming out of an individual, regular person wouldn't really come out sounding so good. Rashi says, Gedola Maisav v'chachmas v'rabba v'nolo l'shabeach l'shabeach v'la'adiv b'shivcho shalmelech malchi amlocham aval inish v'alma mixigiro looks like gaiva. No one speaks in such a way. The Chachamim say, located the ever located the Linda like Adam Ella Shol Adam Sakhus from Atfila. As you're saying, you're thinking Nachum Amadi, the Chum self sisters are things. So don't play this game like you like us. Okay, kind of leave it at that. Amar Vidur Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Rav Afa Bishamu Shol Adam Tzachu Bishmei Tefilah. No, we say that Aval Im Ba Lomer Vesof Kol Bracha Ubracha Mein Kol Bracha Ubracha. If one wants to say at the end of the bracha, you know, a personal thing about each one of the brachas, then Omer, a person is allowed to do that. Rashi says Im Haya Mishakeach Talmudo Marich Mechonin Adas Im Bal Tshuva Hu Marich Barotze B'Tshuva V'Chein Kulan. Rather than you can go ahead and, you know, if you can't remember your learning, ask Hashem, give me the ability. Do it at the end and sit with everything. Amar v'chia v'ashi amar av, af al pishar mishol adam sachol b'shol mei tefila, im yishachol b'toch beiso, or b'chazacholam. If you have a sick person in the house, if you do it during the bracha of Rifa'inu. V'im tzarech l'parnasa, omir b'chazashanam, you should say it during Baruch Aleinu. Amar b'yishob ben Levi, af al pishar mishol adam sachol b'shol mei tefila, aval im ba lomar achar tefila so. You can say the Yom Kippur Omer, even though there's such a concept of saying, asking what you need during Shmoneh Tefillah, if you really want, if a person wants to, he's allowed to say after Shmoneh Esrei, even like the Seder Yom Kippur. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.